We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Which means Halloween is right around the corner. And to celebrate, we want to tell you a spooky story.
A terrifying tale.
A nightmarish narrative. But this is more than just a scary story. It's the story of something that actually happened in the news last week.
And it happened here. In this very country.
Do you think you can hear such a harrowing tale and survive?
Let's find out. Hey. One foul eve in the month of October.
Doo-da-doo.
A crowd assembled and they didn't seem sober.
Doo-da-doo.
They came out to give us a fright.
Doo-da-doo.
And did I mention they were blindingly white? And worse things than the night that go bump. I saw signs that said blacks for Trump.
It was a Trump rally,
a scary Trump rally.
There was a rally at the scary Trump rally.
No finale at the
Skating
Trump Rally. It's too hard.
It was another Trump Rally.
Oh, man. All the usual suspects showed up to attend.
Doo-da-doo.
Your Aunt Debbie and her QAnon friend.
Doo-da-doo.
Elderly people waving flags and more.
Doo-ba-doo.
Even a lady calling for civil war. It was creepy and weird and horribly ghastly. And I just mean that speech by Senator Grassley.
It was a Trump rally.
A scary Trump rally.
It was so pally at the scary Trump rally.
No finale to the scary Trump rally.
It's too hard.
It was another Trump rally.
You thought they had gone away.
Yeah.
But it turns out that they're here to stay.
No.
Now here's something that'll leave you stunned.
What?
They all legitimately think Donald Trump won.
Yeah.
It was a Trump rally.
A scary Trump rally.
It was so pally at the scary Trump rally.
No finale to the scary Trump rally.
It's too hard. It was another Trump rally.
I'm back in my first Trump rally since January 6, 2021. A day no one will ever forget. Unless you're a Republican member of Congress.
Yes, Trump is gathering people once again. So I headed to my favorite Iowa State Capitol, where the crowd was ready to proclaim Trump won, and Trump won, and Trump won and rides a tank. And even though Trump won, they're hoping he runs again.
Yeah, hey, what better place to announce the candidacy than here in Hawkeye State?
Are we ready for this? I mean, the last guy hasn't even conceded yet.
Well, I mean, Oh, I have some choice words for especially our vice president, but I'm trying to be civil today, so.
My last Trump rally was January 6th. Have you seen any gallows go up anywhere?
Nope.
Do you think Mike Pence will show up here today, or does he not want to hang?
Oh, I think he would be afraid to show up here today.
Yeah, why is that?
Because he was a coward. He didn't do the right thing, that's why.
Or because these people tried to kill him.
Well, I don't think they would.
No.
I don't think they would try to kill him.
The MAGA faithful expressed their support for the former president in all the totally normal ways, with Confederate flags in Iowa and images of Trump on a velociraptor with a machine gun.
You know, people say, oh, Trump's there, that's a cult, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like cult is such a negative word. We are not a cult. We are a group of Americans that love our country and we want it back.
Are there any old hits or things you hope he goes back to?
Oh gosh, I feel like whatever he spews out of his mouth, I just love it. I just love...
You know, it doesn't matter what he says?
Yeah.
We're going to love it. We're going to love being here. We're going to love hearing what he has to say.
But this isn't a cult.
No, I don't think so.
Not a cult at all. It's not like they would rather almost piss themselves than miss a second of the Donald speech. But if they're already looking to Trump's yet-to-be-announced 2024 campaign, what are the big issues?
I really hope he gets to the topic of the border crisis.
That's one of the bigger things right now because that's completely being brushed under the rug.
And you're from Iowa?
I'm from Iowa, yeah.
So you worry about people coming from Minnesota?
Trump's potential campaign would also be about healing the broken nation caused by the current Biden administration. Maybe the most surprising moment of the rally was when I ran into an old friend I thought I'd never see again.
Q's back! And there's Q everywhere!
Yes, the online conspiracy following a mysterious character known as Q was more popular than ever.
Is that a Q?
Yeah.
Are you a Q supporter?
Certainly.
Wasn't Q's whole thing that Trump would be reinstated as president?
He's never left. There's no doubt in my mind, 150,000%.
That he's still president of the United States? Really? Does he still hold the powers of the presidency?
Well, he's been flying around the world on Air Force One. It says something.
I thought Joe Biden's technically on Air Force One. No. So they're faking it?
Yeah, it's not even a presidency.
Who is running the government right now?
President Trump.
He's running the government.
And the military.
And he's running the military. So we should blame him for what happened in Afghanistan?
No.
But it's still his fault.
It's way beyond my...
understanding.
I don't...
Thank you for talking to me, George. Enjoy seeing current President Trump.
Thank you.
So Q is telling them that Trump is still the president. And also where to park their cars.
A lot of characters here today. We have a woman directing traffic wearing a QAnon shirt. I assume she's also inspecting cars for lizard people and make-believe pedophile rings.
And thanks to online bullshit, they have a very interesting take on who was behind the January 6th insurrection.
Oh, Antifa, like the corrupt FBI, basically rhinos, corrupt politicians, the deep state, all of that.
But I don't believe it was people like me and people like you see over there in that crowd that did it.
Who was behind?
FBI, CIA, Antifa were used, other groups like that.
It seemed like a lot of them were going into the Capitol to attack Nancy Pelosi and perhaps hang.
Who?
What's that?
Who? Which one? The one with the bullhorns? He's not a Trump supporter. I don't care what his resume says. He's not a Trump supporter. In fact, do you remember the picture of the plane in Afghanistan with all the people running next to it? That was a balloon plane. If you look at the pictures of the real plane, and there's pieces that are missing from the real plane to that plane.
So you're saying there's a conspiracy around the Afghanistan withdrawal?
No, I'm saying that there was one guy there who ran. It's the only guy who turned to the camera and waved his hands. Do y'all remember that? Everybody remember that? He's the guy with the horns on his hat.
He was in Afghanistan.
Yes, go look at the pictures.
I think he's in jail right now.
No, that's what they tell. Who's gonna?
We gonna find pictures of like the horn guy in like the background of old Civil War photos or in paintings of the Revolutionary War.
I'm just telling you, the picture looks just like it.
Can America's centuries-old democracy survive the 2024 campaign?
You don't have to call me Stalin or even Mao Zedong, 'cause I'm far too young. My rising sign is Capricorn, is that surprising? You know that I was born so very soft and easygoing. I make no trouble at all. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 on the devil's radio. Tentacles are bland, it's like a weevil. It burrows through the land and everybody smiles. Everybody smiles. Michael, don't you know someday a spike will grow right through the woodwork and come out through your palm? We was listening, we was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 on the devil's radio. Sets on the devil. Sun sets on the west. He's listening to the FM talk show. It's what he loves the best. Talking through a bimbo, but don't touch that dial or that hateful smile. Kate said the flowers of intolerance and hatred are blooming kind of early this year. Someone's been watering them. We was listening, ah, we was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na. I'm not the devil's radio. Na 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 na. I'm the devil's radio.
You've got the right-wing megaphones of Fox News and the Republican Party amplifying vaccine misinformation every day. For example, we told you yesterday about the baseless right-wing claim that cancellations at Southwest Airlines were caused by protests against Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. Even Trump called into a right-wing radio show and claimed that was what was going on, while also gratuitously throwing in a mention of his own gripes about the election he lost.
I think it has a lot to do with a lot of things. I think it has something to do with the election that was rigged. I think these are big fans of your favorite president, Howie. I think that this has something to do with that. I think it has something to do with the – I think it has a lot to do with the mandates where they're just not going in. And, you know, they're going to destroy the economy with what's happening right now because you have – this is just the beginning.
Yeah, sure. Pilots are so upset about the election results, they staged a sick out 11 months later. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. It's a balmy 78 degrees in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, we won't be going there because Democrats stole the election. We'll just be circling here 20 miles west of Newark until Joe Biden is removed by the cyber ninjas. At this point, Trump could see anything and think it's about his election loss.
I was at Kroger the other day and they were out of avocados. They said, They said the drivers of the avocado delivery trucks were walking out in protest because the election was rigged. Avocados, we love avocados, don't we, folks? It's just like the classic song, you say avocado, I say avocado. I'll never forget the first time I had one. I was at a Trader Joe's, and I said to the manager, how much? How much for one of your precious green dinosaur eggs? And she said to me, tears in her eyes, she said, sir, that is a single-seeded tropical fruit.
These Southwest conspiracy theories are such a shame, too, because if you ask me, there's really only one big takeaway from the Southwest debacle. You're off the hook, Spirit! You're no longer the go-to joke airlines. Over at Spirit headquarters, they're popping champagne. Of course, they're tiny air pan... It's gonna take a second to get back on track, of course. Of course, it's Spirit. We're gonna get you back with this really... There's a really good joke coming. I don't want to put too much on it, but it's a sound effect joke. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to save what's happened to this closed door. Of course, it's Spirit. They're tiny airplane bottles of champagne. So when you pop them, it sounds like this. Either way, Spirit is psyched. It'd be like if Five Guys got caught selling horse burgers. Everyone at Arby's would be like, it's our time now! Anyway, what was I saying? The modern GOP is a maelstrom of authoritarian impulses and unhinged conspiracy theories? Well, sure sounds like something I'd say. For example, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell was on Steve Bannon's podcast earlier this week and said he wants to get as many as 25 states to participate in his sham election audits to prove that Trump actually won.
Getting all these states on board, we've got right now upwards of 9. I want to get at least 25 on board. And when I say before Thanksgiving, we are bringing the case to them before Thanksgiving, everybody. Now, whether they accept it or not, it's up to the Supreme Court. I really believe that it'll be 9-0 that they accept the case. And then when we bring it, all the evidence, we dump it there. People,
why do you think, hang on, slow down. What has Mike Lindell got that's going to convince them just to even take it up? Forget how they're going to rule. Just even take it up.
The evidence of an attack through a foreign country on our country, a cyber attack of the biggest historical crime in history. Everybody can see the manifestation of that right now.
Dude, you have a microphone. Why do you always yell like you stopped your car too far away from the drive-thru speaker? And you know it's bad when Steve Bannon is telling you to slow down with your conspiracy theories. That's like DJ Khaled telling you to cool it with the air horn. Also, I love that Bannon, who definitely thinks of himself as a brilliant tactician and evil genius, has to team up with the pillow dope. His podcast is going to get sued for copyright infringement by the makers of Pinky and the Brain. It's like Nick Fury had to put together the Avengers, but the only heroes he could find were Visible Man and the Human Porch. But I do appreciate Lindell's confident prediction that the Supreme Court is going to accept his case 9-0. It makes it extra fun to see him crash and burn. It's like if Babe Ruth had called his shot and then instead of hitting a home run, he struck out, barfed on home plate, slipped on the bar, farted, and split his pants. Although, who are we kidding? That definitely happened a few times, right? Also, why are you so intent on getting it done by Thanksgiving? You were saying Trump was going to be back in office by August. Now Thanksgiving's your new deadline? We're bringing the case to them before Thanksgiving so we can reinstate Donald Trump in time to eat some turkey and watch the Bears take on the Lions! And while Bannon is busy spitballing bad conspiracy theories with the pillow dingus, he's also obstructing the congressional investigation of the January 6th insurrection by defying a subpoena from the committee. And now the committee is moving to pursue possible criminal charges to hold him accountable.
Breaking news in the investigation into the January 6th Capitol attack. The House Select Committee just announced that they will move to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt for refusing to comply with his subpoena.
We have engaged with a wide variety of law enforcement offices, including the U.S. Marshals, in order to issue the subpoenas. And we will use everything, as you said, with all due respect. We will use all of the agencies and all of the tools at our disposal to issue the subpoenas and then enforce them.
If witnesses do not show up, we will hold them in criminal contempt. We will vote them in contempt in the House, and we will refer them for prosecution.
So they might arrest Steve Bannon again? Bannon already looks like he got pulled out of bed in the middle of the night by U.S. Marshals. I feel like if they kicked in his door, they'd take one look at him and say, oh, is someone here already? Bannon already got arrested once and pardoned by Trump, although from looking at him, you'd think he'd escape Shawshank style. If the feds are looking for Bannon, I can tell you where to find him. He looks like the dude illegally selling pet iguanas on the boardwalk at Venice Beach.
This one's named Ricky. He can sniff your salad dressing to see if there's vaccine hidden inside.
Bannon's defying the January 6th investigation, but his former employer, Trump, still wants an investigation into the 2020 election to somehow prove his repeatedly disproven conspiracy theories about the election. And now he's basically telling Republican voters, don't go to the polls unless GOP politicians get on board with his lies.
Former President Donald Trump is sending a clear message to Republicans. Don't vote. In a statement yesterday, the former president urged his supporters to focus on the last election instead, writing this: if we don't solve the presidential election fraud of 2020, which we have thoroughly and conclusively documented, Republicans will not be voting in 22 or 24. It is the single most important thing for Republicans to do.
Meanwhile, the angry orange baby is throwing another fit over the election he can't admit he lost. He wrote, if we don't solve the presidential election fraud of 2020, which we have thoroughly and conclusively documented, Republicans will not be voting in 22 or 24. Is the single most important thing? I know, I'm confused also. It's like, did Nancy Pelosi write this for him? It seems like he's telling Republicans not to vote. And of course, this brings up the age-old question, which is, how do you solve a problem you made up? That's not the only nutty message Trump's sending around. This is a real email from his campaign. Fauci is a Grinch, in all caps. He is trying to cancel Christmas. And if you donate to his campaign, you get free How Fauci Stole Christmas stickers to let everyone know you will not be controlled and will not let Fauci steal Christmas. This man is a doctor. He's like, what? Why am I? This is their new theme, though, is the Grinchy Democrats want to take your Christmas away.
Can this administration guarantee that holiday packages will arrive on time?
We are not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee.
No guarantees in life. The Grinch has nothing on these people. Biden and the Democrats are going to be stealing our children's future. Just like the Grinch in the middle of the night, slithering around those presents, taking everything in sight.
I have a feeling she didn't read all the way to the end of the book.
I do like that Trump is constantly making life difficult for Republicans who just want to use him to win power. Sorry, you guys bought a ticket on this train wreck and now you can't get off. It's kind of like when your spouse makes you go horseback riding and you say sure, thinking it'll take 20 minutes and not realizing it's a 3-hour trail with no lunch breaks and the horse hates you and stops every 15 minutes to take a
dump.
This is the GOP, a party obsessed with unhinged conspiracy theories. For example, earlier this week, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham made this totally incomprehensible claim about migrants crossing the southern border.
We had 40,000 Brazilians come through the Yuma sector alone, headed for Connecticut, wearing designer clothes and Gucci bags. This is not economic migration anymore. People see an open America. They've taken advantage of us.
I'm asking this in all sincerity. What the f- are you talking about? Brazilians headed to Connecticut with designer clothes and Gucci bags? Are you confusing the southern border with an episode of The Real Housewives? That sounded like a random string of nonsense words. You sound like Siri after someone dropped their iPhone in the toilet. Siri, what are the lyrics to We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel?
Designer clothes without the tags, Brazilians wearing Gucci bags.
Thank you. The GOP saw the dangers of Trump and the whirlwind of lies and conspiracy theories around him and tried to use him to ride back into power. But now they're facing the consequences of that decision. Trump's acolytes are facing possible criminal charges for defying subpoenas. Next, he's going to claim they're hiding votes in
salad dressing.
Thanks this week for the songs from Husker Du and Robin Hitchcock. And thanks also for the clips and excerpts from Amber Ruffin, Jordan Klepper, Seth Meyers, Donald Trump, Mike Lindell, Steve Bannon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jen Psaki, Laura Ingraham, and Lindsey Graham.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.